Well, Nick and I have been hiding out from the cold, but there's some great events going on this weekend, including Cider Summit this Saturday at Navy Pier.
Do these last 3 weeks that we do? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, cause you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Rah rah rah.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And on this show, we talk about the events we make it to when we're not snowed in, and then all the awesome upcoming events that you should be checking out, usually alcohol-related, primarily beer-focused, because, you know, it is Chicago Beer Pass after all. And then we give you a little bit of news at the end of the show. So, yeah, and every week we're drinking local beer, and no exception here. We got one from Half Acre. I think this is one of their seasonal releases, and it just came out. This is the, what we got here, the chocolate?
Camaro,
yeah.
Yeah, you know it, man. It's a stout brewed with lactose and cacao.
It's got a little bit of spice and bite from the hop and that cacao.
Yeah, it's got some of those dark chocolate notes. It's reminiscent of like, you know, that Obsidian Stout from Deschutes.
Oh, right, yeah.
Kind of reminds me of that. You know, it's nice, you know.
Yeah, they usually put this out around winter, which is perfect time, you know, after Big Hug's release, and it's kind of, it's stout time. When it's all snowy outside, you just kind of want a stout and chocolate. You just want to stay in and, you know, warm up a little bit.
Yeah, it's a lot of roasted malts, nice creamy aroma. This is 6%.
Okay, ABV. So not too bad, easy drinking for the most part.
Totally.
Nice. Well, so Nick, this weekend, we got this crazy snowstorm. Did you make it out to anywhere, either before or during the snowstorm?
Dude, I laid low, like as low as you could get, man. I just stayed in, man. Lots of Tito's vodka. I've been doing that. I've been on a Moscow Mule kick lately.
Okay.
Lots of Tito's vodka. Lots of whiskey. Tennessee sipping whiskey. That Dickel, number 12. Gotta go number 12. There's number 8. You want to go number 12 on that?
All right.
Tennessee,
don't know if I've ever had that.
Yeah. Yeah. And, all right. Yeah, I laid low, man. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well, I did. I made it over to Haymarket for a beer Sunday night.
Yeah.
But that was about it. They had a couple new things on, but they closed early because everybody was closing early because of the snowstorm. And they closed at 11 o'clock, so that was kind of a bummer. I was like, all right, I'll have a couple beers. You know, I just drove back from Indiana, so that sucked. So I needed a beer to, you know, take that edge off.
Yeah.
It closed early on me, so that sucked.
Just something to hold me over so I don't rage.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. We got something like 20 inches of snow, man, on Super Bowl Sunday. Yeah, a top 5 all-time snowstorm. It was pretty rough.
I think, though, we got a big list of events here coming up, so we should get into it. I feel like there's some good ones that we need to make it to. You know, we got to put on our snow pants and our boots and just get out there and go have a beer for our listeners.
And get after it.
Yeah.
We got to go get after it.
We got to do it.
Yeah.
So what's on the calendar for this week?
All right. So we'll start with tomorrow, which will be Wednesday. So that's going to be Wednesday, February 4th at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. Hackney's in Printer's Row. They do a every February. This is a fourth annual one. They do what's called the Stoutuary.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of a cool name.
Yeah.
It's their it's a stout fest. It runs like all week long. And this is the kickoff party for Stoutuary. They're doing Bourbon County Invasion. So this is going to feature, all the variants, it looks like. Yeah, all the variants. Doesn't look like Vanilla Rye is going to be there, but all the other ones will be there. And then you'll also get the Muddy Lilith and 10 Hills Pale Ale, which I believe just came out.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, not bad. I think I'm still on Bourbon County Overload from the side door event.
I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you. I wouldn't mind trying Pale Hills, or what is it? 10 Hills.
10 Hills, yeah.
10 Hills is pretty good, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's from their farm out in, like, you know, Idaho.
But that comes out in 6-packs and 12-packs.
You can get that anywhere.
You can get that pretty easily.
Yeah.
I haven't been over to Hackney's probably since Bob worked there.
Oh, Bob, like Cider Bob?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know he worked at Hackney's.
It's been that long. He was at Hackney's and then Sheffield's.
Bob Egan. That's when I met him, when he was at Sheffield's.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Hackney's is a nice spot.
He's always known for rocking a really nice button-up sweater, like the Mr. Rogers style sweater. Yeah.
Awesome. Anything else Wednesday?
Yeah. Also Wednesday, the 4th, is speaking of Sheffield's, Hop Slam is back.
Oh, yeah.
This is Bell's big, massive double IPA brewed with honey. I think it's bottle fermented with honey. Mm-hmm. This is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, February 4th. This is one of the...
Where at?
At Sheffield's.
At Sheffield's.
At Sheffield's. Yeah. This is it's one of those first, one of those beers that, you know, we really went out of our way to go get when we first got into beer.
Yeah, it was. Like, you know. I have seen the internet kind of blowing up, like, where can we get it? Has anyone seen it yet? And, you know, just one of those ones you have to get every year for some reason.
Yeah,
for people.
Totally. And, yeah, much like Bourbon County Stouts, like, hey, same packaging, same beer, essentially.
Yeah.
You know, every year, you know.
And you hear stories about people who accidentally just drank like three of them and they're like, right. Oh shit, I didn't realize.
Because, you know, unlike, you know, some of these other releases, they come in six packs.
Uh-huh.
You know, in some place you can go get a whole case of Hop Slam. And if you don't know anything about it and it's in the fridge, you take a Hop Slam.
And then all of a sudden, two in, you're like, oh, wait, what is this? 10%? Oh, fuck.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. That's a good party. Usually they do, they have the previous year's Hop Slam at this most of the time, too. So you can compare, you know.
So. All right. I feel like it just kind of turns into a barley wine.
Yeah, at that totally. Point, right? Like a golden barley wine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not bad. So that's Wednesday. Then Thursday is like jam-packed.
Yeah.
First off, we got a Brooklyn Blackout.
Okay.
And this is at Old Town Social Club on North Avenue. And this is featuring Brooklyn's Darkest Beers. So they're Black Ops, they're Noir, and they're Black Chocolate Stout. And then the pairing menu will be available for the Darkest of Cuisine. So I think probably like...
The Darkest of Cuisine, huh?
Cake, chocolate cakes, okay. And things like that, probably, yeah. And this, yeah, this Old Town Social Club from 6 to 10, Thursday.
Right on.
I haven't had Black Ops in a long time.
Yeah. Last time I had it was at some beer bloggers conference in Indiana where Garrett, the brewmaster there, he was there for a presentation. And he partnered with Spliegel, the guys who make the glassware. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it's a really nice, really thin beer glassware. And so their presentation included trying all of this guy's favorite beers, and one of them was Black Ops.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Yeah. I haven't even had a Brooklyn beer, to be honest, in a long time either.
I can't tell you. My favorite beer from them is probably Sriracha Ace.
Yeah.
I like Sriracha Ace a lot, and I like Local Number 1, Local Number 2. They got the really cool cork and cage. Mm-hmm. Go great with food.
But that Sriracha Ace is like $25. It's like, shit. It's good.
That's that bullshit.
It's not that good.
That price point, yeah. Yeah. Maybe it's just us being cheapskates, right?
I know, yeah. I can have a good time for a lot cheaper. And then also Thursday is a Distill Goosebusters night.
Hmm.
So... We ain't afraid of no goose.
Oh,
that's the tagline here. they'll screen Ghostbusters and tap some incredible goose and sour beers from Distill. This is at...
Is this at Lynx?
Yeah, this is at Lynx. All right. I was like looking at the notes here. I couldn't find it. Yeah, it's at Lynx, Milwaukee there. This kicks off, I believe, at 6 o'clock as well. And yeah, this kind of looks awesome.
They've been rolling out a lot of sours. They got the whole sour line out now that they're focusing
from Distill?
On. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a couple of them are in cans too, which is always weird to have a sour or just sour beer in cans.
Like yeah. Almost never see it.
But watching Ghostbusters and drinking sour beers, that just seems hilarious and a really weird combination.
I wouldn't mind seeing Ghostbusters.
They'll also have a firkin of the Operation Overload, the double IPA, dry hop with Citra hops. Mm. So, yeah. Lynx, and they just celebrated, what was it, that one-year anniversary we mentioned?
Yeah,
weeks ago?
They sure did.
So, like, check out that. Then also Thursday is a Founders CBS tapping. This is at World of Beer in Evanston. So it's a very special, rare beer spotlight.
Rare. Run. It's rare.
And Founders CBS. And this, you just had this, right?
Yeah, at that spot downtown, Timothy O'Toole's.
Timothy O'Toole's, yeah.
Yeah.
And so was it Rare Beer Spotlight that you needed
it
to
was,
run for?
It was worth the trek. It was, yeah. That's a special beer. Same. I put it in the same category with Hop Slam, where I went through a phase at one point where I really freaked out about those kind of releases. So, yeah. Canadian Breakfast Out, I think, is a CBS.
Yeah. And so they say tickets go on sale at 5 p.m. and tapping will be at 7 p.m. The keg pours 110 snifters, so get here early to ensure yourself a glass. They don't say how much they are, just there's going to be tickets, so you have to get there early, and then they're not going to tap until later. So that's like, hey, buy tickets at 5 o'clock, and on your way out, have one, you know, buy a bunch of other beer and eat food here, and then we'll give you this beer.
Oh, marketing.
Ah, sneaky. They'll also have some Red's Rye, the Founders Imperial Stout, All Day IPA, so a few other Founders beers on.
All Day is solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just like a great beer to just have in your fridge.
Yeah.
All the time. If somebody could just keep coming and restocking the fridge with All Day, I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, you wouldn't be mad at all.
No, not at all. You got anything for Thursday?
Nothing for Thursday.
All right. How about Friday?
Friday, I do have one event out in Beverly, man, on the south side. Mm-hmm. This is Horse Thief Hollow's anniversary party. Yeah, so February 6th, Friday at 7:30, they're celebrating their, it's actually their second anniversary.
Oh,
so
really?
I just lied to you all. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, it's only their second?
Yeah, I didn't realize that. And to celebrate, they have a collaboration with Revolution.
Okay.
It's called the Ambiguously Grain Duo.
Okay.
Yeah, it refers to the brewers at both breweries. They have they created a German-style sticky alt. With Kolsch yeast.
A sticky alt?
A sticky alt.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay.
And, they're going to be a blues band out there. Carl Weathersby. I've actually seen him before at Blue Chicago, which is pretty good. And Rev's bringing a lot of cool guest beers, like their fourth-year beer, Grave Digger Billy, something called the Uncalled Four. I'm not even sure what that is. Yeah. That's going to be a good time.
Nice. Isn't the Revolution four-year party coming up?
Five-year
party.
Yeah, so this is last year's beer, which I believe was the one they used in rum barrels. I think it's a Belgian quad they put in rum barrels, if I'm not mistaken.
All right, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Damn. So that's at Friday at...
Friday out at Horse Thief Hollow, which is at 10426 Southwestern Avenue.
Ooh, Beverly far. That's
A little bit.
Awesome. Anything else on Friday?
Nothing else on Friday.
And then it's also been Cider Week.
Yeah, right? Man. It's CiderCon. And CiderCon is basically Craft Brewers Conference, but for cider. It's funny, your hair is sticking like right up.
Oh.
It's an all week long conference of cider producers and cider distributors and, you know, sellers, that kind of thing. And also at the end of the week, they have this huge two session party at Navy Pier called the Cider Summit.
Okay. Has there been a lack of cider events this week? Like, I feel like last year we talked about CiderCon, and there was a cider event every day, like Vandermill dinner and Virtue dinner at this place.
Exactly.
Are we missing these? Are they not getting shared?
Much like the CBS event, we're not on the proper list, apparently. Okay. But no, I know there's a cider event at Fountainhead this week, and then there's Emporium's doing a CiderCon karaoke night.
Okay.
And so there are events around town. And it leads up to the big event.
Okay, which is Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday at Navy Pier. And a space we don't really use for, like, cool beer and alcohol parties as much as we could.
Right.
Because, it's kind of... What's the word I'm... I was going to say something else, but I can't... What's the word I'm trying to use where...
It's kind of lame.
It's kind of douchey, yeah. It's just, but it's a really cool space once you get back there. This is in the Grand Ballroom at Navy Pier. So this is the third annual Cider Summit. It's the largest cider tasting in the region. You know, they only do this like in four cities throughout the country. Yeah, like San Fran, Seattle, and Chicago, and then like Boston.
Okay.
And that's it. Like, so this is pretty cool. So this started as a one session thing, but then it expanded to two. First session will be 11 to 3. The second session will be 4 to 8 in the Grand Ballroom.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So you're looking at 120 ciders from every corner of the planet, man. Scotland, Spain, France, England. This $30 ticket. And this is a good time. I went to the first one.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to make this one coming up. I'm kind of excited because it's. I was one of those guys going into it where I just thought, oh, great, we better pregame because we're going to be drinking fucking apple juice for 4 hours.
Right.
And it was completely not that, right? Like, yeah, because cider is just like beer as far as the different layers it can have, you know? Like, you know, you go to Beer Fest, that stout's not going to taste like that. That goes, right? And then everything in between, it's the same. It's very similar to the layers in cider and different cider styles, so.
But man, like 3 hours of drinking cider, I don't know if I could do it. Like, I feel like a couple ciders when I'm out, like that's probably enough cider.
Yeah.
But man, that's a lot of apples.
A lot of apples. So you're going to get a tasting glass and 8 tasting tickets. Oh. You want to buy more tickets, that'll cost you $2 per.
Man, only 8 tickets? That seems weak.
That's all you get is 8, Brad. So don't come there trying to get hammered.
I just said, like, I don't think I could drink all these ciders for 3 hours or 4 hours. And I'm like, oh, 8 tickets? That's it? Jeez.
Yeah. The Navy Pier, the Grand Ballroom at Navy Pier is at the rear of Navy Pier. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to walk, like, you know, almost.
It's far, yeah.
Like a half a mile, maybe even more.
All of Navy Pier.
You're going to have to walk through all those douchebags all the way to the end of Navy Pier.
Well, it's all snowed, so hopefully you can walk through the inside.
Yeah. If you're anywhere near the Blue Line, Chicago Brew Bus will pick you up running shuttles all day.
Oh, nice. Yeah, okay.
So that's cool.
Awesome. Anything else this weekend, Sunday?
No, got nothing on Sunday.
Man, this is kind of a short episode this week. Just a way to make it. We're hiding out from the cold. And
full hibernation, man. I've gained like 6 pounds in the last 14 days. It's crazy.
I thought you should just sip on that whiskey and just pass out. It's like, oh, nope.
Take a nap, wake up. Okay, what am I going to snack on?
But we do have some fun beer news happening. What do you got?
We do, man. We got a few news items. So, Forbidden Root, you know, not too far from here, actually.
Well, they haven't really opened yet.
No, so they're probably still brewing at Five Rabbit. Mm-hmm. So they're starting a beer series dedicated to chocolate. It's called the Divine Mud Series.
Okay.
It celebrates the beauty of chocolate from around the world. So their first offering is going to be called Heavy Petal. A Heavy Petal is an imperial stout with pecans, magnolia flowers, and West African chocolate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this apparently is, you get about 6 pounds of chocolate per barrel, which equates to almost like a bar of chocolate in each bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And this is unsweetened chocolate. And they're going to serve it on draft, but mostly in the big champagne bottles, the 750 milliliter bottles.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So they're dedicating a whole series to chocolate beers.
That's fine. Are they already out of like roots and things? Like, all right, we'll go to chocolate now.
Yeah. Or like, what's going to be the next beer? Well, we got this magnolia flower. You're like, well, what else? And then, you know, I don't know the creative process.
Yeah, but,
yeah. But yeah, that's interesting. I like good chocolate. We're drinking a chocolate beer tonight.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to be their new series.
It should be fun to see how they change up each beer.
What I like about them, unlike, you know, some other places, like you ever had that Not Your Father's root beer?
Yeah.
It's like over the top, very sweet, almost very cloying, like very... you know, sugar forward almost. Mm-hmm. Their beers incorporate all these things, but they really focus on having you taste everything.
The ingredient.
Yeah. So I do like that about what I've had from them so far.
That's cool. Okay. But,
yeah.
Yeah, and I'm excited for their opening. I believe they're on Chicago, west of Damon, though.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Which I think is West Town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that'll be good.
Yeah. Recently, Rate Beer.
The website.
Oh, yeah, right. RateBeer.com. They announced their best of for 2014. So they've got, you know, different categories, you know, like top beer, best retailer, best bottle shop, that kind of thing. And then overall best of beers. So we'll just keep it local.
All right, what were some of the winners
here? All right, some of the winners here. The best of, number 7 in the world was Bourbon Vanilla Barrel Aged Dark Lord.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was number 7. That was the highest ranking local beer. The number one beer overall was Toppling Goliath. They have a beer called Kentucky Brunch. I want to say Toppling Goliath in Iowa.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure where they are, though.
I don't know if I've had any of their stuff.
So that was number one overall. I don't think I've had it either.
No.
Some other local beers at 18 was Bourbon County Stout. 21 was Dreadnought. 22 was Bourbon County Coffee. Okay. Number 43 was Vanilla Rye.
Okay.
Yeah. So there you go.
If you ever want to know what's going to be on this list, you just follow Adam Galvin, right?
Yeah, man. He's the Ray Beer admin, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you usually see him at bars, restaurants, and events, you know, taking notes and writing up a review.
Yeah, and making sure they do a really good job of having that. Their database is, like, populated all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a beer, and you're like, yeah, I know I won't be on Ray Beer. And
it's there.
It's more than likely. It's totally there. Yeah. For Illinois, the top beer was Bourbon County Stout.
Okay.
The top brewer was Pipeworks for 2014.
Okay.
Top brewer in Illinois. Best retailer in Illinois for brew pubs, it was Revolution's Brew Pub on Milwaukee.
Nice.
For restaurants, it was Northdown.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't say I've ever eaten there. I've had beer there, but never eaten there.
Definitely had beer there. Don't remember eating there. All right. Same. Exact same.
I've seen the kitchen there. I've saw it when I was ordering a beer.
Top bottle shop is West Lake View. No surprise there, really. They're okay. Pretty solid. Mm-hmm. And top bar, according to Ray Beer for 2014, was the local option.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, no arguments. Yeah.
Those 3 o'clock events, you know. Kick them off well. They
start them early, man.
All right. Not a bad list.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. You can see the full list probably on their website, right?
Yeah, on their website, yeah. My favorite feature of this list was they also had a worst beers in the world list.
Oh, any local?
No, worst? Nothing local, but number three was Milwaukee's Best Premium.
Premium. All right. I didn't even know there was other ones. I figured there's probably a...
There's a Milwaukee's Best Light.
Light. I figure there's the Beast and then the Beast Light. Or is the Beast different than... Milwaukee Best. I think that's different, right?
Is there a beer called Beast like
that?
Yeah,
it's referred to as the Beast.
Okay.
It might be Milwaukee's Best. It
might just be the nickname for Milwaukee's Best, yeah.
But I did not know there's a Premium.
There's totally a Milwaukee's Best Premium. It's number three from the worst beers of 2014 list. And it's funny because you look at this list, like, all these beers have a rating of, like, you know, 1.07, mm-hmm. 1.03, you know. Number two is Natural Light. Ice.
Oh, Natty Light.
Natty Light. Actually, sorry, I messed that up. Number two is Natty Ice. Just Natural Ice.
All right. I have not had Natty Ice.
And then number one is Natty Light.
All right. I've had Natty Light.
I have had a dance or two with Natty Light.
Yeah, there are hangovers and headaches involved when you go down that path.
It's taken me to a dark space, and it's been fucking 10, 20 years. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So,
yeah.
So there's that list, man. A little bit more news. Atlas Brewing was on Inc.com recently.
Okay.
Yeah, they sat down for something called the Founders Forum. So they did it in the bowling alley at Atlas. And they the title of the project was How Two Hobbyists Are Becoming Masters at Craft Brewing.
And is this a video series or was it an article?
Yeah, this is totally a video series.
Oh, okay.
So you go to Inc.com's website and you'll see Atlas. There's like a 4-part video series. Each video is maybe like 4 minutes each.
Okay.
And they dive into, you know, some of the struggles they've had. They talk about the expansion project. They bought the Jay's Potato Chip Factory on the south side. Yeah. Like maybe like Halstead and 95th, something like that over there.
Mm-hmm.
And so they talk about all that stuff. There's actually some really cool stuff in there. It's John and Ben Saller. So I think John's on the brewpub management side and Ben's the brewmaster.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. And did you watch any of these? Like I think I must have missed this. Get posted. Have you watched all of them yet?
I watched all of them.
Okay. Pretty good?
Yeah. It's definitely worth 12 minutes.
Okay.
It's pretty good. And it's cool to see, you know, this national magazine, you know, just show up to Lincoln Park and hang out with Atlas.
Yeah.
You know.
That's awesome.
So that's cool. And I think one more bit of news. The good folks over at Owen and Engine apparently are opening a brew pub, man.
Oh, that's right. In Logan Square?
In freaking Logan Square.
Crazy. And it's called, what's it called? Bixie?
Yeah, Bricks Beer. Okay. B-R-I-X. Beer.
Okay.
Yeah. So their pub is really kind of like an English style pub, right?
Yeah.
Their burgers is killer.
Their burger is fantastic.
It's really good burger. And
ooh, what do I got for dinner tonight? That's snowing. I'm not going anywhere. Yeah.
But this pub apparently is going to be a brewery and a pub that focuses on like Asian-inspired foods, I think.
Oh, okay. That's kind of I wouldn't have thought they would go down that path. You would think they'd stick with the English style.
Yeah, they're branching out. Yeah, this is going to be right next door to the Owl.
The Owl, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So probably maybe we'll see that this year at some point. Maybe not. Maybe early 2016 at the rate we know people open brew pubs.
Right.
So that's, awesome bit of news. I think we had more news than we did events this week.
Man, slow motion, man.
It's cold. Everyone's, you know, getting their beers ready for festivals coming up and, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, should we get out of here? Nick, where can people find you, get in touch, you know, let you know about events so you can report back here on the show?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And you can find me on Twitter. It's at BeerRad. And then the show's on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. Website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. Links to most of the events we talk about here as well, so you can, you know, get tickets, you know, let everyone know you're joining them on Facebook. And then speaking of Facebook, we're on Facebook too, / Chicago Beer Pass. We share events there, news related to Chicago, photos when we're actually out, not hiding from the snow. And yeah, and be sure to subscribe on iTunes. You know, always helps. Leave a review, more people listen. And that'll do it for this week's episode. Take care.
Cheers.